Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you are all doing well. I hope you have had a lovely week, whatever you've been up to. And just a couple of little updates for you before we enter into a fantastic topic today, which has come highly requested by all of you lovely, lovely people. So as you may or may not have seen since my last solo cast episode 2 weeks ago, I have very excitingly launched the Manifestation Subliminal playlist. You guys have asked me for this for literally months now, ever since my subliminals started coming out on YouTube at the beginning of this year. Oh no, it was last year, wasn't it? Yeah, end of last year they came out. And at first I was like, oh, I'm not sure, like I'm just happy to put them on YouTube. But then more and more of you asked for more subliminals, you asked for them ad and talk free as well, which I totally get. And I am so delighted to announce that over the last few months, I have been working on this playlist for you, especially over the summer. And it feels so good to see it come to life now. So there are 11 tracks on this subliminal playlist. 5 of them are the ones you know and love, ad and talk free. And 6 are completely new and unreleased tracks. So you're getting 6 that nobody has had access to just yet. And that feels very, very exciting. So there are subliminals for pretty much everything you can think of: health, well-being, mindset, limiting beliefs, trusting, letting go, manifestation, obviously, abundance, money, love. Oh my gosh, like anything you can think of is on those subliminals. Confidence as well, self-worth. So if you want to dive into subliminals more, then this is the playlist for you. If you want to go and try them out first, you can try the ones that are on my YouTube channel at the moment. They're up and live under the subliminal playlist. And if you like them, then you can purchase the subliminal playlist and have all 11 available to you. And the great thing is as well, what I really love about this format is, of course, you get to ad and talk free, which is really important. But equally, if you want to listen to it overnight, you can pop your favorite tracks. So things you really want to work on, select like 7 or 8 tracks, and then put them in a playlist and then listen to that playlist while you sleep. So it just makes them so much more accessible and easy for you and work more for you in a format that is way more user-friendly. So the response to these have been incredible. And I just want to say the biggest, hugest thank you for, one, pushing me to do this, but secondly, for supporting them and, you know, letting me know you're enjoying them as well. It's been so lovely to read all your lovely messages, telling me what's happened, telling me what you've manifested since you've been listening to them. And of course, you can read what others have been manifesting as well on my YouTube from the videos that are already up. So yeah, there it is. I'll pop the link below. You can go and look at them now. And I definitely want to do more playlists in the future as well. So I've got some ideas of new ones I want to do for the second playlist. And maybe that'll launch sometime next year. We'll see. But yes, if you want to dive into the power of subliminals, that is there for you now. And people have been absolutely loving it. So I've been so excited to release that into the world over the last few weeks. And of course, a friendly reminder as well. I feel like if I say this for like the three episodes I have, then I feel like I would have done my job properly. But I always forget to remind people who listen to this podcast. This is probably the first time in 6 years nearly over the last three solo casts I've been like, I must remember to mention this. So it's been a long time coming. But essentially, when you review this podcast, if an episode has resonated with you, if anything I've said has ever helped you, or you've just really even got an amazing takeaway from one of our incredible guests that we've had here on the podcast, if you wouldn't mind just leaving a lovely review here on the platform that you listen to the podcast on, it honestly means the world to me. And what that means as well, other than just me being like, oh, thank you so much, it also means that the podcast gets seen more. So the more people who review, the more people find the podcast, basically. So not only are you helping other people discover the law of attraction and all the goodness and all the incredible guests here on this podcast, it helps new people to be able to come across this podcast. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, if you haven't done so already, then I would be super, super grateful. And it literally takes like 10 seconds. So it does not take a huge amount out of your day to do this. Right, but we've got important things to talk about, guys. And this has been a big question asked to me over the last few weeks in various different formats. So after like the fifth request, I was like, okay, I think this is a running topic. I think we need to talk about this. So I've been asked it in the format of how to get out of a rut with manifesting. I've been asked how to get back into manifesting when you've kind of fallen off the bandwagon and you've got yourself in a bit of a rut with it all. Like, how can you manifest getting back into manifesting? And how can you manifest abundance when you've been in a rut for a while? So apply this genre, this topic, to the question that you have in your mind. But essentially, we're going to be covering today what to do if you find yourself in a rut. What if you've put manifesting down for a while and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to get back on the bandwagon. I need to start doing this again. Or maybe you've been trying, maybe you're still actively manifesting and you're not seeing the results and you feel like you're in a rut with manifesting and you're like, help, what do I do? How do I reset the energy? What do I do? And I feel like this is divinely timed as well, because as we move into autumn, we're obviously in a new season of life, quite literally, but energetically as well. And I think the autumn is a beautiful reminder to us that actually our energies and focuses shift throughout the year. And I'm going to go into a little bit more teaching around seasons and cyclical living, so you can see firsthand how being in a rut with manifesting is not a bad thing. It's actually a positive. And I know you're going to think, what? Is this the weirdest podcast episode Emma's ever recorded? No, hear me out. So this can be a positive for you, because when we hit a rut with manifesting, we're almost like forced to reevaluate. We are given that permission and that opportunity to look at what we're doing and see what's not working and see what is working. And as I've always said, slowing down allows you to speed up. Slowing down creates the space for new energy and new abundance to come your way. So if we are always in that go, 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 full energy, high vibration, that masculine energy of like manifesting, going after it, living our best life, like everything's always on that high, how on earth would we ever know that anything's wrong? How on earth would we ever learn anything? How on earth would we ever be able to evolve and grow? So I think very early on in my manifesting journey years back, you know, I would kind of feel guilty or feel like there was something wrong with me if I wasn't high vibe every day, if I was maybe having a season of my life that I was struggling with. Maybe I hadn't manifested for a few months and I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm the worst law of attraction teacher ever. Like, I'm not manifesting. What's going on? And when I wrote Positively Wealthy, especially, like, this was a really pivotal time for me where I was manifesting so much, but there was like a huge block of always going to the next manifestation of like, right, thank you, what's next? And then with Hurt, Healing, Healed, when I started to write that book in that period and season of my life, I wasn't manifesting at all because of the inner work coming up. So there was kind of like two really pivotal points that I can kind of draw upon to be like, it was a worrying time for me because I was thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm broken, like nothing's working, what's going on? I've like, you know, I've taught law of attraction for X amount of years and like it's not working for me now. But the truth is, the law of attraction is always working for us. It's just a case of alignment. And, you know, there's never a kind of waiting period, so to speak, with manifesting. It's all about alignment and frequency and vibration. So our desire can come to us at any point. Now, there could be obviously like a divine timing for something, and that is obviously important to honor and to witness. But equally as well, it comes down to us. If there is no distance or space between us and our manifestation other than our frequency and vibration and what we are attuned to, a bit like a radio station, like what are you attuned to? The frequency. So when we fine-tune that frequency and we fine-tune our energy and we remove any blockages, we clear any limiting beliefs or fears, we align ourselves with that reality where we have the desire in our life. So when we look at getting in a rut or having a period of time that, you know, you feel like you're not manifesting or things feel stuck or things feel stagnant, it is really important to look at what is going on for you first and foremost, because, you know, like for me over the summer, especially, like manifesting was not my number one priority. Like we just manifested this amazing house that we're in. Like I'd manifested tons this year. Like I was not on that hamster wheel of, I need to manifest, I need all these things in my life. I was like, oh, holy crap, all this inner work's come up. Oh my gosh, this trauma's come up. Like, holy hell, I just need to slow down and I need to give myself some rest and some grace and allow and process and be inwards right now. So there are seasons of your life where your energy is going to be called to different things. There's going to be times where you feel so drawn to manifesting and so drawn to setting those intentions. And there are going to be seasons of your life where you need to slow down, you need to rest, you need to honor, and you need to go to that inwards divine feminine energy to see what is going on with that alignment. So these seasons are always happening, whether we like it or not. We're seeing that in the physical, in the outer seasons in the world, like we've just moved into autumn here in the Northern Hemisphere. So energetically, we're starting to go more inwards. We're starting to, you know, listen to our bodies more, go inwards, slow down, rest, go inwards and reflect on that inner world. And we're letting things go. As obviously the leaves teach us, it is beautiful to let things go. So we're in the season of change, shifts, and letting go at the moment. So we then have our inner cycles. So we then have our spring, summer, autumn, winter within our own energy. So although over the summer, it was very outwardly summer in the world, you know, I definitely felt in that winter energy of things falling away, that death, rebirth energy, healing, inner work, that divine feminine energy. There was not one ounce of summer masculine energy in that, it felt like. And then obviously, as I came into September, I felt that spring energy, I felt that summer energy, and now I'm feeling that autumn energy again as I kind of move into another cycle. So our inward cycles can, you know, there's no sort of set rule of how long you experience each season or whatever. Like you can move through them quite quickly. You move through them quite quickly, even in your menstrual cycles. So if you're a woman listening to this, then you've also got a third cycle to work with, which is your menstrual cycle. And even if you're not menstruating anymore, or you've had a hysterectomy or anything like that, you still energetically have the seasons within your womb. So obviously, when you are ovulating, obviously you're in your summer. When you then move through, obviously, towards your bleed again, you're in autumn, then your bleed is your winter. And then as you come, obviously, out of your bleed, heading towards ovulation, you're in your spring again. So we have basically, as women, three seasons to work with. And definitely your inwards emotional seasons don't always match your menstrual seasons, like definitely not. So it's so important to know where you are in your life right now and what season of your life you're in, even if you don't necessarily resonate with the seasons I've just shared there in terms of emotionally, menstrually, and outwardly seasons. You know, like even on a larger scale, like seeing what season of your life you're in, you know, for me over the summer, it was not a season of my life where I was outwardly manifesting loads of things because I was integrating, I was celebrating, I was enjoying all the hard, like the fruits of my hard work, the fruits of my labor. So for me, I wasn't pushing, I wasn't wanting to outwardly manifest anything huge, but equally that inner work was calling me to be like, no, Emma, in this season of your life, like you're healing this, you're processing this, you're working through this. So, you know, there are times of my life where for like 3-4 month periods, it's like high vibe manifesting, like so much abundance, so many opportunities coming, growth shifts, like loads of new things come in. And those are great and those can be celebrated and those teach us things as well. But it's not sustainable to be in that place forever and be in that place consistently because you would fall very flat quite quickly. And as I said, being in a rut with manifesting is a blessing because we can get into all sorts of bother with manifesting. We can get into burnout, definitely, with manifesting. We can get into a continuous cycle of manifesting something after we've manifested something. So that kind of like checklist of I need something else, manic manifesting, as Gabby Bernstein calls it. And we can also then see blocks with limiting beliefs and fears, inner work come up. So listen to your body, listen to yourself. You are your best guru. And right now, as you're listening to this, if you feel like you're in a rut with manifesting, like manifesting never stops. It's always working for us. It's always happening. Even during those inwards winter emotional seasons for me where I'm purging or releasing or healing, I'm still manifesting things. But it's maybe just not so much a bigger focus for me. It may just be like, I've got those goals in the background. I've set some monthly goals, but they're not my like main massive focus for the month. Like I am tuning into what my body and myself needs week to week, day to day, if that makes sense. So listen to yourself because you can see, and it's also like with September, and I said this in a solo cast at the beginning of September, like September's always that like energetic reset of like new year, new school year, new academic year. Like it just feels like a new year of itself, right? But this year, it really didn't feel like that. And so many of you actually messaged me and said, thank God you said that because I thought I was the only one who felt this. And for some people, it may have felt like that new year. How these energies show up to us is so different person to person, because we're all navigating different things. We're all in different seasons. We're all, you know, feeling different things from the astrology, from the retrogrades, from the moons. Like everything impacts people so differently. So it's definitely not a one shoe fits all kind of situation, or one size fits all, should I say. I'm sure it's not one shoe fits all, one size fits all. But essentially, it's listening to what is within you. It's listening to what is coming up within you. So sometimes the universe slows us down to be able to highlight to us what we're missing, what we're not seeing. And this is what happens in retrograde. So many people like curse and swear at Mercury retrograde. And believe me, over the last one, I definitely was one of those people. But essentially, I remind myself and come back to myself and say, look, you've been putting that off, right? And you need to look at that because you know that's a block. You know that's not making you feel the most happiest right now. And you know that if you address that and cleared that or shone some light on it and gave it some focus, that would shift and feel really, really good, right? So I always use Mercury retrograde as a great example of that slowing down process, because the whole essence of Mercury retrograde, and we're not in a retrograde at the moment, but with Mercury, but we've just come out of one on September the 15th. So the whole point with Mercury retrograde is it slows us down to realign, reevaluate, and basically reset. And when we slow down and maybe obstacles come up, travel, technology, communication is disrupted like Mercury retrograde does, we are forced to stop in our tracks. We are forced to look at the things we do not want to look at, right? And that is what the universe is doing on a bigger scale. If you feel like blocks are coming up, obstacles, no's, rejections. All of these things are messages. They're not just random. I mean, sometimes stuff can be random and you think, what on earth was that? But a lot of the time, if you're seeing a consistency in it, it's a message. And tune into what that message is for you, because maybe it's you've been so busy focusing on those manifestations that actually the universe is like, hun, slow down. Like, when you focus on that money block, or you've been putting your tax return off, or I don't know, something like that, or maybe you've put the dentist off. And I've spoken about this so much over the years of, I put the dentist off for a whole decade. Yes, I know, I had this huge fear of the dentist. And I knew that when I went to the dentist and found the right dentist for me that put me at ease and also learned how to drive and pass my test, again, another thing I put off until I was 29, I knew things would open up for me because they were two massive resistances in my life. So when I actually, you know, built up the courage, went to the dentist, found a dentist that really, really I felt comfortable with, I felt totally shifted about that situation. When I found a driving instructor that helped me to feel at ease and I gave myself permission to learn automatic instead of listening to the pressures of society with manual and all those things. When I did what was right for me in that moment and didn't resist the things and put resistance towards them, so much opened up for me in my life. Now, you may think, how is it possible for Emma learning how to drive and going to the dentist that she'd see huge financial upgrades, she'd see huge shifts in other areas of your life? But this is how it works. When a client comes to me, even in coaching, and they say, I've got this block with this manifestation, I say, we're not looking at that area. You may have a block in manifesting a relationship, but actually, I'm not going to go there first. I'm going to look at all the other areas of your life to see if there's anything that you have a massive resistance to that is projecting onto this manifestation. Now, sometimes, absolutely, it is in that area. Maybe they've got some inner work around their ex, or they've got some inner work around self-love. You can absolutely see the mirror in that department. But a lot of the time, when you have a huge resistance to something, you're literally not becoming that container for allowing. You're not becoming that container for receiving. And I was reminded of this recently with something in my business, or something I'd been resisting so much. And there was this huge resistance to it that I was like, bloody hell, no wonder you're blooming feeling like blocked in that area. Like, you have so much resistance against something. And what I mean by resistance is almost like this, not repulsion, but you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like, you know, like when you have two magnets and you put like the same side together and they kind of like repulse each other, like repel each other. That's a better word, repel. It's like that, where if you have a huge resistance to something, even though you think that your money resistance doesn't affect your love life or whatever, like, you're creating a container for that repellent to all abundance, right? So listen to the messages that the universe is giving you around why it is slowing you down. Why are those rejections coming? Why do you feel blocked? Why do you feel like you've hit this rut in manifesting? What have you not been listening to? And there can be so many different answers to that question that I've just asked you, or multiple questions at this point, but I really want you to sit down and really tune into what you have been repelling. What are you so resistant towards that is creating this blockage, so to speak? But again, there's two aspects to this podcast, because it's like, why are we in the rut, first of all? And I think that's important to identify first, of like, why do you feel like you've got into this rut of manifesting? Was it because you were doing too much and it wasn't sustainable? Was it because you kind of felt like giving up because something wasn't manifesting into your life? So you're like, oh, it's not working, you know, put that down, I can't be asked, I've got bigger things to worry about. There are so many different reasons why our energy is diverted to other things, or we're called to focus on different areas of our life. And again, it could just be the most naturalist thing that actually right now in this season of your life, there's other things to focus on. There's other lessons to be learned, and manifesting can just happen in the background, but it doesn't need to be your full focus right now. So your emotional and inner seasons, as well as where we are in the outer seasons, can absolutely have the biggest kind of influence on this whole podcast, for sure. But there could be a huge resistance. Like I said, there could be a burnout there. There could be a huge reason why the universe is slowing you down right now, not speeding you up. And it all comes down to alignment. So use this opportunity, a bit like Mercury retrograde, to reset, realign, and reevaluate what is not serving you, what feels good, what is bringing you joy, and follow what brings you joy. Like, let go of what's not serving you. The autumn equinox, the autumn season is giving us that opportunity now to usher in the energy of change and shift. And letting go of the things that are no longer serving us in this season of our life and having a good audit of your life, which is something I feel like I've been doing all summer, but is really being highlighted to me even now and here in October. Have a good audit of your life. What is not serving?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You, who is not serving you? What in your manifesting practice feels heavy, feels dense? And even look at if you're focusing on a certain thing you want to manifest, what about it feels dense or heavy right now? What is feeling blocked or stagnant? Because there is something you can shift within that. And there it is always within your power. There is something to shift within it that can create flow again, that can create that container for positive energy to enter, flow, ease, abundance. But we tend to be that big boulder, right? We tend to be the person who gets in their own way. And then it's like, wait, why is the universe doing this to me? I'm not the problem. But the thing is like, there is always something within us that we can look at for sure. And the universe's blockages are only ever a divine mirror of our own blockages. You know, how we show up to the universe is what is reflected back to us through that divine mirror. So look at what the universe is reflecting to you right now and see where some work could be done to look at, how have I got here? How have I got into this rut? And what is this rut? What is this rut blessing me with? Maybe it's the invitation to reevaluate your manifestations and think, gosh, do I even want that anymore? I had the biggest breakthrough last week, guys, I have to tell you, around money of all things. And I had this goal for ages and I was like, oh, like I'm no closer to this goal. Like what's happening? And then I sat down and read something that was like completely unrelated to money or anything of what I was feeling or kind of, you know, inwards discussions with myself on this goal. And then I realized, you don't even want that, Emma. Like, you don't even want it. And that was a big wake up call for me of like, huh, you've been chasing the wrong version of wealth again. Like, how funny. Like, and it was still surprising to me, but I thought, gosh, like that is the power of social media and comparison and the world that we live in, that even the most skilled and like, you know, like myself, I've written books on it, I have taught this for many years, can catch themselves in a moment of comparison, but also like, oh yeah, remember you wrote that book Positively Wealthy, Emma, where you realized that money was not your version of wealth, but you thought it was. We're there again. And it was a brief moment, for sure. It's not something that I've carried for years, but it made me realize of like, gosh, like in the last month, you've just like fallen into that little trap there. And how funny that you sat there and you're like, don't even want that. Don't even need it. Don't even want it. And I said to my friend at the time when I realized this, I was like, this is such a great realization because like, I don't even need it. And that is the best thing ever because how lucky am I to not even need that? How lucky and blessed am I to not even want that anymore? Because my needs are met, my, you know, everything I need is fulfilled and met. Like, what a huge reason to celebrate and be freaking grateful. And guess what? As soon as I did, as soon as I dropped that goal and was like, that's ridiculous, and listen to myself and listen to what my real version of abundance and wealth is, which is joy, guess what started flowing? More money. And I was like, funny that, hey, funny that, that when you realign and when you get back into your zone, your truth, instead of listening to the outside noise, because oh my gosh, that's the perfect example for you. It happens to us all. It happens to the best of us. It happens to every single human being. We fall into the trap of chasing something that may not even be what we even want. It may not even be in alignment with our truth. So now that I'm setting goals focused on my version of wealth and abundance, which is joy, guess what? It feels so much more joyful. It feels so much more expansive. It feels so much more fun, where I've taken all of the expectations, big word for me in my 30s, as I said, and all of the pressure off myself. And now it feels, oh my God, so better. Like I've unblocked myself. Like I've pulled that plug out the bath and it's flowing. Do you know what I mean? So definitely look at, do you even want your manifestations? Do you even want the thing deeply in your core that you were trying to manifest and you feel in a rut with? Is it still in alignment with who you are here and now in 2023? Things change for us all the time, and it's okay to upgrade your vision. It's okay to say that you don't want something anymore. It's okay to change your mind. It is okay. You are the creator of your life. You have the power to do this easily. So, moving on then from why we find ourselves in the rut, I want to focus on how we can shift out of that rut and how we can manifest getting back into manifestation and getting back into things after feeling in a period of stuckness or in a rut. So hopefully when you've done the first section of this podcast, you're going to be, maybe you've had an epiphany of like, aha, that's it. Like that's what the lesson is. That's what has felt so stuck because I was looking the other way and actually the alignment was the other side of the room or whatever. So hopefully you've had your head turned and hopefully you're able to identify where some blocks or frustrations or ruts have occurred. But how we then start to shift that is quite naturally because it can't be forced. And if you're in that inner winter season of your life and you're forcing manifesting, you're forcing motivation, you're forcing productivity, you're not going to get very far. So you have to honor yourself in the season of your life that you're in because it will flow more. It will feel easy. It will feel expansive. Just like I said with the money example I gave a few minutes ago, of I didn't need to do anything after that. I just needed to focus on joy. I just needed to focus on the alignment. So when you are getting back into things, maybe you've just been busy and life's got in the way. Maybe it's not even like a huge reason, like your energy has just been called to something else in that season of your life. And that's perfectly okay. That is life. It happens. And honoring that is so important because then you can start to think, right, I'm feeling those nudges and niggles now to go back into my outward summon divine masculine energy. And I feel more motivated. I'm feeling that energy returning to me as I move through my spring. And I want to start to set those intentions. I want to get back on that bandwagon. I feel really called to manifest things now. So you will naturally feel like that. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're in your inner winter, You can tell me however many times you want to that you're going to sit down, you're going to write that list, you're going to set those goals for October, you're going to do this, do that, and I guarantee you're not going to do them. You'll do some of them, definitely, and you might even just be able to set those intentions and that's it. And that's okay, that is enough. But you're not going to be able to perform at your usual high summer divine masculine energy manifestation self if you are not in that season of your life, if you're not in that energetic energy, like that energetic space. So look at what season of your life you're in and tailor it to what works for you right now. My advice for anybody who's fallen off the bandwagon and wants to get back into things is to start off small. Start off with one thing, whether that's a gratitude practice in the morning, whether that's literally just setting some intentions for the month ahead. We've got the new moon eclipse coming up in the middle of October. So definitely do not set intentions on the new moon eclipse, because we don't set intentions on an eclipse. You can set them a couple of days before, a couple of days afterwards, but do not set your intentions on the new moon in Libra eclipse, because it's the energy is just too volatile on an eclipse. So we're in eclipse season as well, which is very much the eclipse season essentially is shakeups, wakeups, things happen very quickly. You are basically going to be where you're meant to be by the end of eclipse season. They're very karmic doors and doors opening, doors closing. It's all very karmic and it's getting you to exactly where you need to be. So there is a lot of shift and change in the air anyway with the autumn energy and now eclipse season ushering in. So basically, don't be too serious over the next few weeks. Stuff's going to happen, let it happen, and then reevaluate after eclipse season. So from November onwards, yeah, then start thinking about like, okay, how is my energy now? How do I want to move forwards? But for the next few weeks, if you really don't feel called to manifest, don't beat yourself up about it, because eclipse season is a very turbulent time at the best of times in fantastic, mind-blowing, amazing, abundant ways, and also in letting go and shifting ways as well. So there's lots that happens in eclipse season. So let it, just allow it to be what it needs to be for you. Don't overthink it. Don't think, oh my God, what's going to happen? Like amazing things can happen in eclipse season. So just allow, that might be the very energy you need to feel motivated to manifest afterwards. So as I was saying, you might just want to set some intentions and that's it. And that's enough for you. You might think, do you know what? I want to get back into a good routine. So I want to read Positively Wealthy and do the 33-day manifesting challenge just to have some structure, just to have a loving guide and structure and support holding my hand each day to be able to see those results and build that momentum. So everybody listening to this podcast is going to resonate with different things. You might think, yeah, I want to go all in and read Positively Wealthy and redo that. You might think, nope, I just want to dip my toes in. I want to do some meditation. I just want to like set some goals and just see how it pans out. You might think, I really need to get back into a daily routine. So I'm going to really focus on my daily rituals and daily habits and what I'm doing to set myself up for success. So do an audit of your life. Do an audit of your daily practice. Do an audit of your manifesting practice and look at what is working for you, what is not. If you've fallen completely off the bandwagon, what really used to light you up? What practices and tools felt really good? And what do you miss? What do you want to do more of? Like the beauty of this is there's no right or wrong answer. You can put anything you want to into this morning or daily practice, anything that sparks joy, anything that lights you up, because as we know, joy is the ultimate creator. So the more that you are lighting yourself up, the more that you are listening to yourself and honoring yourself, your cycle, your season, you can't go wrong with that. And maybe right now going slow feels like the best thing that you can do. I know for myself, I truly resonate with that at the moment as well. There's no forcing, there's no pushing, there's no masculine, like there's 3 months left of the year. I'm like, woohoo, there's 3 months left of the year. I am going to rest. I am going to allow this season of my life to allow me to rest. I'm going to listen to that, because when I listen to that, I'm actually my most productive. When I fight that, Oh my gosh, how unproductive am I? So it's really interesting that even I think past me would be like, oh my gosh, Emma, if you slow down and rest, you're not going to get all your projects done. You're not going to get all your launches done for the rest of the year. You're going to be behind. And actually, by honoring and listening and resting and creating the space in my schedule for me to slow down and for me to honor, everything is getting done ahead of schedule. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But it's because I've given myself that permission. I'm not fighting, I'm not resisting, I'm listening. So I acknowledge the season that I'm in emotionally. I acknowledge the season that I'm in outwardly. I acknowledge that right now, like that masculine manifesting, pushing, action-orientated energy is not quite there for me. It's more of the inwards manifesting divine feminine energy. So I'm manifesting through ease, I'm manifesting through flow, I'm manifesting through slowing down. So I'm still hitting all my goals each month, but I'm just honoring, like, right now, there isn't huge, huge, huge things that I want to work towards because I really want to allow. There's been resistance there, there's been some blocks there. So why force that anymore? Stop going against the tide, the current, and hitting that block, and step back and just let the universe realign that. Have some perspective, have some space away from that desire, and think about, okay, what small things can I work towards that feel really good and are going to bring me joy and feel in alignment? And then I can deal with the bigger things when I feel called to, when I'm ready to, when I've maybe unblocked another area of my life, which gives me that sudden aha. And when I have that aha moment, maybe that bigger goal is then just going to be like, oh God, of course it was blocked. Oh my God, now I feel like I have the permission to move forward with that. It's flowing again. So start flowing, stop forcing. Because when you're forcing something, you're going against the natural flow of life. You're going against manifesting. And if you are resisting anything, just like I've given those examples previously, then that is also creating an energy of resistance to abundance, to flow, to magic, to all the good things of manifesting, right? So look at what you're resisting. Maybe it's time to take a step back from the big goals and listen to yourself, or even just one goal. Maybe it's time to just put it down for a little bit and reevaluate it when it feels good to. But audit your life right now, reevaluate, reset, and realign. Because we may not be in Mercury retrograde right now, but I think there's so many beautiful things that we can remind ourselves with in this season of finding ourselves in a rut. So consistency is key with the law of attraction. And there's no point going in all guns blazing when you've maybe fallen off the bandwagon for a while. It's like with exercise, isn't it? If you haven't been to the gym or eaten healthy for a while, if you go all in, it's like a shock to the system. You're like, ah, I can't keep this up. This is not sustainable. So the same happens with manifesting. The same happens with a daily practice. You need to make it manageable. You need to make it consistent, and you need to make it sustainable. Sustainable for you to continue with, because when you continue with it and it feels in alignment, you're going to think, ah, that feels good. I don't even have to force this. This feels as natural as breathing, right? So manifesting should be as natural as breathing. It should not be this thing that is disconnected to us, where it's like, I must go and manifest. I must go and do a spiritual practice now. I must stop what I am doing and go and be spiritual. It should be integrated and woven into everyday life. Sitting here now is a manifesting practice with you. It's not separate to my manifesting. It's not separate to my spiritual practice. This is my spiritual practice. It's integrated into my life. Same with yourselves. Like, I know I'm talking about a podcast here, but like, you know, with anything, like if you are journaling in the morning, like that is your manifesting practice. It's woven into the things that you are doing. Even if you go and have a catch up with a friend and you talk about what you're working on at the moment and the things you're manifesting, that is your manifesting practice. It's woven into your life, right? So Another good thing to look at is whether you are separating, manifesting with life, whether if you are someone who is like, I must go and be spiritual now, I must go and do my spiritual practice, I must go and do my manifesting practice. Make everyday life your manifesting practice. Make it integrated and woven into everyday life, because then that is so much more sustainable. It feels natural. It doesn't feel like you're forcing anything. And your practices and your tools and the things you resonate with, even books, you will resonate with different things in different seasons of your life. And maybe this is a call for, hey, maybe things seem confusing right now. Maybe you found yourself in a rut, but actually there's so much that can be learned from this season, from this magical point in your rut life that you feel like you're in this rut all of a sudden. There is something that can be found here. There is something that can be used here to realign, reset, and reevaluate. So look at what the messages are here. Maybe this podcast has been like the biggest like kick up the bum or sign you've needed. I really hope that it has given you some aha moments, because I've definitely needed it myself, even though I wouldn't have said I hit like a rut. I'm definitely used to listening to my body, listening to the seasons and working with that. But ultimately, you cannot be manifesting huge, amazing things every single day of your life. It's not sustainable. It's not practical. That's not how energy works. And what would you have to look forward to? And what would you like manifest if everything just came to you at once, right? So there is a reason why it's not showing up in the physical right now. And that's okay, because you've got the time, you've got the energy, you've got the awareness to look at this now and be honest with yourself of what is blocking it, what is repelling it, because you need to be in that energetic flow. And that energetic like flow in you to be able to receive, to be able to open up the floodgates for receiving to come in. And even when we're in that inner divine feminine energy, we're still in receiving, because receiving is divine feminine energy. It's not masculine energy. Masculine is the giver. The feminine energy is the receiver, right? So actually being in your inwards divine feminine winter season is not a bad thing, because you're also opening yourself up to receive. So actually you can receive a lot of abundance in your inner winter as well. It's just how you look at things. It's just how you choose to see it, right? So open yourself up to receiving. Honor the season of your life that you're in. Honor your emotional seasons. And take it easy. Step back into manifesting in a way that is sustainable, and step back into manifesting in a way that feels joyful. Because when you do everything with the focus of joy, not a specific outcome, hence my money block, you know, like it changed everything. Instead of focusing on the money, like the money was not what I wanted. The joy was what I wanted. So look at what it is that you want truly from what you feel blocked by, or look at what you really want more than anything right now. If you're like, actually, Emma, I have no idea what I even want to manifest. I've been in this rut. I'm coming back to it. And yeah, what the heck do I even want to manifest? Just choose joy. Manifest a feeling. Manifest an emotion. Manifest reading 2 books this month, whatever it is. Like, if you've got a goal, it doesn't have to be this big, glitzy, glamour manifestation. It could be the smallest thing of, this month I want to feel joy. This month I want to feel happiness. This month I want to complete my tax return. Or this month I want to complete 2 books. You're still manifesting. We're manifesting every single day of the year. We're manifesting every single second of the day. But we choose what we are manifesting. And our focuses and our goals will change season to season. And that's okay, because that is needed. That will still support us, and like honoring what is in alignment for us will help the manifestation process flow, oh my gosh, so much quicker and easier and effortlessly than forcing and being rigid and being like, I should be manifesting these big goals because everybody else is. That's what I was doing, but it wasn't what I actually wanted. I didn't need that. So why was I manifesting it, right? So check in with yourself today with all these amazing check-ins that I've given you. There's quite a lot of different facets to this podcast now, but ultimately, hopefully one of them's landed with you. Hopefully one of them has sparked some inquiry within you of, okay, moving forwards, I can see why this rut is happening. I can see why I have fallen off the bandwagon And it's okay, like, give yourself grace. Not everybody is manifesting big, bold, amazing things every day of their life. It's not sustainable. And it's just like, what if you have everything? Do you know what I mean? And this is another podcast that I'm going to do another time. What if you have everything? And then there's this comparison of you must always be upgrading, you must always be reaching for more. Actually, no, sometimes you can just enjoy life how it is. You can just enjoy this season of your life and see the gratitude and blessings of this season of your life. So maybe you're in a rut with manifesting because actually you've manifested everything you need and your needs have met and fulfilled. And you're like, oh, well, what now? Well, maybe there doesn't need to be something yet. When you want something, it will drop into your awareness and you'll feel like, yes, oh my gosh, yes, I really want to work towards that. But you don't force that. You don't need to stretch for that yet. You don't need to force that because that will drop in when it's time. But enjoying the season of life you're in now and enjoying the present moment and maybe just being like, wow, like I actually don't need to manifest anything right now. Celebrate that too. We live in a culture and society that literally encourages us to constantly upgrade things, constantly strive for better, constantly whatever, like upgrade, do better, manifest better. But what about what we have now? What about enjoying that view? What about enjoying the beautiful, abundant view we've already got? Because maybe that's the purpose of this season of life for you. And that's why you feel like you're in a rut with manifesting. Anyway, I've babbled on for 40 odd minutes, so I'm going to let you guys go. And I hope that this has been an insightful podcast for you that has helped you to give yourself more grace and forgive yourself for maybe feeling rubbish that you're in this rut, because you don't need to. You don't need to. It's just how it's meant to be right now. And there is so much abundance and blessings and amazingness in this season of your life too. So give yourself grace. You haven't done anything wrong. Nothing's gone wrong. You're not broken. Nothing like that. Everybody goes through these seasons and it's just witnessing what season of life you're in now. Anyway, thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a wonderful week, whatever you are up to, and I will see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.